saw on it was yesterday morning, and they were saying 40%. So if it's gone down now, that's even better. So thank you very much.
Because, yeah, I'm looking. I pulled that up. I keep up with the National Hurricane. Pretty regularly, almost daily, several times a day. And that one is down there, but it's not an immediate threat. Probably not going to be a threat for at least a week or more.
QSL, thanks a lot. Appreciate it. And I don't know if we'll be still running the net at that point, but, you know, if we are, we'll pass that along when it becomes a threat to the U.S. As for Waynesville, sir, I'm looking at all their social media for Haywood County and Waynesville itself. I'm not getting anything other than there's a couple shelters set up and, you know, there was obviously flooding and stuff like that, but there's no reports of deaths on their social media, anything of that sort. And the next county over, I'm pretty sure, is Transylvania County. And Transylvania County put out last night no deaths whatsoever and no missing people. So I know they're very close together and very, very similar terrain. So that's good news for that particular area. K2DMG.
K2DMG, Kilo Mike 4, Franklin McGolf.
Franklin McGolf, go.
I wanted to give an update on the gas situation in Black Mountain. The BP gas station, Bravo Phillip gas station, still has gas. There are crazy long lines, but all of the pumps are functioning. They still have every fuel available. The Shell station just down the road from them, it also has power, also has fuel. I do not know which fuel types they have, but they are limited to one pump, as it appears all the other pumps may have been damaged. Again, Shell station down the road from the BP station in Black Mountain has one pump operating, and they're trying to give gas.
All right, QSL, I won't repeat it because you had a good signal into the repeater. Everybody, I'm sure, copied that. So thank you for that information out of Black Mountain today. That's Highway 9, folks, over there in Black Mountain right off of Interstate 40.
Comment.
Go ahead, comment.
Got a private individual reporting that the new sheet, at the Fletcher exit has gas. Unconfirmed quantity, but the report does say that they are open 24/7 and there is no limit and they are taking cards.
Okay, QSL, that's Fletcher. I'm going to give me the exit on that. I know I've been to Fletcher a million times, but I'm just drawing a blank on exactly where it is. I think I'm getting confused with somewhere down off of 26. So give me an update on that.
It is 26, and I'm going to be going by to confirm the status of that when I head back to my parents' house. But it is one exit south of the airport, which I can't remember numbers of those. But, one exit south of the airport report says that they have fuel 24/7, no limits, and that they are taking cards.
Okay, sounds good. I just pulled it up here. It's going to be 5440 Asheville Highway in Hendersonville. 5440 Asheville Highway in Hendersonville. And, yeah, it's right off I-26. I thought so. I don't know. I've traveled all over North Carolina for my previous job and been through that area a million times. But, you know, every now and then you just forget where the things are when you don't go there anymore. So, all right, thank you very much. It confirmed 5440 Asheville Highway, Hendersonville. Sheets is open 24 hours a day with fuel and taking credit cards as well. Thank you.
Comment.
Go ahead, comment.
Yeah, KB4IPO, that's Route 25, Hendersonville Road. The Shell truck stop and the new sheets right there side by side.
Okay, that must be a different sheets I'm looking at in that neck of the woods then. Okay, this particular one is Highway 25, this gentleman is saying, where the new Shell station is, if you are all familiar with that.
not a new Shell station. There's a truck stop Shell kind of across the street. The new Sheets is right across the street where he's talking about. I was over there yesterday, and the lines are horrendous.
Yeah, I'm sure they are. No doubt about that. All right. Well, thank you very much for that info, sir. K2DMG. There's a station down there in the noise that just said net control. Let's give it a shot. Go ahead.
N4GIC, do you have a copy?
Yeah, N4GIC, was it?
GAC, Golf Alpha Charlie.
Golf Alpha Charlie, go.
It's Polk County. Henderson County took the water off of Polk County.
Okay, I'm going to repeat what you said to make sure I have it right because you're really down there in the noise. Polk County water has been shut off. Is that correct? Polk County water shut off.
Yes, they did that several days ago. It comes to the Henderson County.
QSL, copy that. All right, everybody. Polk County, North Carolina, water has been shut off. As of the other day, this gentleman is reporting water comes out of Henderson County, and thank you for that info. We'll just jot that down here in case anybody asks. Ingalls has gas there. Anybody know how that area came out on this?
Comment.
Go for comment.
I'm not sure exactly. This is K1JU, the guy that doesn't know how to be quiet. I'm not sure exactly which angle you're talking about. I can't think of any on 64 in the Hendersonville area that would have gas, but I do know that Hendersonville, specifically 64, is becoming a little bit treacherous because of expanding road damage, people traveling the road and trying to navigate, and some of the potholes and road damage is expanding. I just wanted to put that out.
Okay, this will be right there by I-26. Also, I think that's the Batcave exit, if I'm not mistaken. There's a Jack in the Box there, Golden Corral and Cookout, Chick-fil-A, that whole area where Petco is. And there's an Ingalls right there on the corner of 64 and Howard Gap. I'm not specifically looking to see if there's gas there. I'm just curious if how that area made out. I have some friends over in that neck of the woods, and I was just curious if anybody knew.
So I can say that that area did fare better than others. It doesn't look like there's extreme damage. Lots of traffic in and out. So that's all I can add to that. And I've got to step out. So this is K1JU, and I'm going to sign off for a little bit.
All right. Just curious. Thank you very much. K2DMG.
KO4WAKJ.
I believe a KO4 station. Go ahead. He said it so fast.
Doing radio check.
Yeah, loud and clear. Another repeater.
So we're trying to reach KO4HKX.
I got to take a phone call. I'll be right back. KTMG.
KJ calling KO4HKX.
K2DMG back, sorry about that.
KQ4IUB, net control.
Go ahead, net control.
I wonder if you had anybody in the Fletcher area that can do a welfare check on a
disciple person.
We can put a welfare check through the EOC, but at this point, due to rescue and recovery still going on, we are not sending amateurs out into the affected areas to do welfare checks at this time.
Simple. Address is 90 Underwood Road, 90 Underwood Road. Anybody's out that way, check on him. Wheelchair bound disabled.
Comment.
Go for the comment.
Since the hams are not doing anything as far as welfare traffic, I would get a hold of the United Cajun Navy. They are based out of Louisiana, but they do have the India affiliates, and they are doing. They are working in conjunction with FEMA. They do have a lot of resources up there in Asheville, and they're doing welfare checks as well as rescues as needed. But if you can get a hold of the United Cajun Navy, if you have Facebook or social media, if you don't, I'd be willing to take the information and pass it along.
Net control.
All right, let's grab the net control, see if he has any further to add to the Cajun Navy. Go ahead.
Yeah, there were a couple of guys here on Friday night, the Cajun Navy. I met with them. We were stuck in the same parking lot for about 40 minutes, and they're, as far as I know, they were going to go ahead and return due to the fact that the local Swiftwater team seemed to have everything under control. There's several of the high water rescue teams here from other states, but as far as I know, only the local North Carolina rescue teams are the ones that are actually being assigned anything. I don't think there's that much high water left, but anyway, I needed to ask a quick question, Dan. I've got somebody here departing the area trying to go to Charlottesville, Virginia. Do you know if 40 is east is open going down the mountain from Black Mountain down to Old Fort?
Comment.
Stand by comment. Yes, DOT has reported that 40 eastbound is open. So yes, 40 eastbound is open for them to grab 77.
Thank you. I'll be listening for a second. I need to relay this info.
All right, sounds good. Comment, go.
Hey, Roger, KO4CPA. I was going to say the same thing, that it is open. I just had somebody come down the mountain from Swannanoa headed toward Statesville. So it is open on both sides.
Okay, 40 eastbound, yes, is open, as we reported this morning. Further information on that, though, if you go down the mountain, good luck getting back. McDowell EOC came in here earlier today. 40 westbound is still shut down. There is a single lane open westbound, but it is being strictly used for emergency vehicles and supplies. They are turning general public away before the mountain there. So if you do come down the mountain, you may have an issue coming back. Net control.
Hey, Roger that. Thank you, Net Control. KO4CPA out.
Net Control.
You can go ahead.
Could I request someone in Liberty, South Carolina, if anyone's available, to just call my wife and check on her? She had called me and lost service once I got into North Carolina.
Yeah, go ahead. We can facilitate that. Go ahead with the name and number.
Name is Hannah Kirkendall. That is Hotel Alpha, November, Alpha Hotel. Last name, Kilo Uniform Yankee. Kilo Echo November Delta Alpha Lima Lima. Just say hey.